Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dawn Grant. I was going to say from dawngrant.com, but you can get information about me and the programs I offer and services that I offer, workshops, seminars, motivational speaking, and then private practice as far as helping people to live a life that is more joyful, more positive in their experiences, more positive in their mindset, basically to live a life full of love, which happens to be the quote of today. A quote from today is was said by Leo Biscaglia, which I was in college and had the privilege of learning who he was from an, I believe it was a creativity class. And the instructor made us read that book for the entire semester. I remember thinking, what the heck does this have to do with creativity? The book was just called Love by Leo Biscaglia. And I remember just being so confused that a college professor would have us read a book about love for a creativity class. It ended up being one of the best books that I've ever read, and I would highly recommend it to anybody looking to experience creativity in their life, and always, but also being able to live life more fully, to experience life for what I believe, and a lot of people believe, is ultimately to experience love. There's a lot of people, including myself, that feel that we're evolving in life spiritually, and that what we're evolving to is love, greater love, experiencing love more fully, more completely. That's love of self, love of life, love of your environment, love for others. All of that is acceptance. That includes within it forgiveness. That includes in it awareness. So the quote is, love is life. And if you miss love, you miss life. And that, as I said, is a quote from Leo Biscaglia. Now that I'm glad that he's back into my life with this quote, because I really honestly haven't thought about him in a while. And I really would like to go ahead and reread that book and probably go ahead and read some of his others that I haven't had the opportunity to. He was a well-known lecturer and passed away, I believe it was 1998, with a mission of getting out there trying to spread the word of how to live happy, how to live joyful, how to live in love, which coincidentally, or not so coincidentally, happens to be what my life's about also. I'm kind of surprised in this moment that I didn't make the connection earlier than this. So what I'd like for you to do is open up your mind. I've got lots of my 15 minutes of inspiration that teach you how to live a more positive life, how to change your thoughts and experience them in a more positive manner, how to increase your awareness of the amazing, incredible, great things that are going on around you at all times. How to increase your awareness within yourself of the really amazing, great things that are unique about you. That includes acceptance of self, includes acceptance of everything that you have gone through in your life, all of the choices that you've ever made, whether you consider those good or bad choices. It's taking time to look back and realize that you've done the best you could in every moment of your life. For the person that you happen to be at the time that that choice was made. You know, our intentions change throughout life. We grow, we learn, we become wiser. So if you're spending any time in your life right now upset about your past or about choices that you've made in your past, then you're not living in joy and in love right now. And so one of the things to do then is to accept and to let go, to recognize that you are who you are today based on all of your experiences, based on all of your choices that we've learned through the challenging times in our lives, that we learn through the challenges. So your job then is to apply that knowledge, to apply that wisdom, to see that you are evolving, that you're not stagnant. And if you do feel like you're stagnant, the only thing that's keeping you stagnant is your own thoughts. We have instincts to evolve. We have instincts to evolve to greater love, because love is life. And if you miss love, you miss life, just as Leah would say. The only reason that you would miss love is because you didn't open up your mind and your thoughts to it. Because love does exist at all times, within you and around you. Some people say that God is love, and it's within all of us. Again, then, if that's the case, then you have love within you. The only thing that would cause you to miss it is if you didn't allow your thoughts to be aware of it, or you didn't stop your thoughts from being negative, limiting you in some way, keeping you in what seems to be a rut where you're feeling like you're stagnant. It's a choice for some people to open up their awareness of their thoughts, to shut down and weed out the negative ones, and to deliberately foster the positive, loving ones. For some people, that's a choice. For others, it seems to come more naturally. And then there's others still that may never even in their whole lifetime recognize the control that they've allowed their thoughts to have over their life. Never to become aware of it, never to stop it, and almost be a robot following what they believe to be truth, which is really just thought. Eckhart Tolle would call those people sleepwalkers. So if there just happens to be these different types of people, to me that's proof of evolution. Some people seem to be more evolved towards love. And all of us have probably met somebody like that. I know that I have. A person that seems to be easygoing, forgiving and accepting doesn't mean that they have to be walked all over. It just means that they see the uniqueness of individuals and they're accepting of that. They're more connected with life and nature. They have an appreciation for life and they find a lot of joy from being connected and aware in life. They are peaceful and kind in nature. And just being around them brings a feeling of peace within you. I would say they're experiencing life in love. So make it a mission today for yourself to become more aware, to connect to life, to weed out those negative thoughts, to replace them with the positive ones, to focus on good and joy in your life, to focus on the good within yourself. That includes your past. It includes your thoughts of the future. And it definitely includes the present. Choose to love people that are in your life. Choose to treat others as you desire to be treated. Choose to surround yourself with the same type of loving people. So that you're really absorbed in a life of love. So that you soak in it within yourself and then with what you choose to surround yourself with. Yeah, you have a choice of what type of people you want to hang out with. If they happen to be very negative and choose to make choices in their lives that are keeping them stagnant or that are maybe harming themselves or others, they're not as evolved in their love. And if you continue to make the choice to surround yourself with those types of people, then you will likely continue to live as they're living. It is a choice that you make then to realize that you are evolving past those friendships, that your life is going in a different direction. And it's time for you to break free as you are evolving towards greater love, and then you surround yourself with people that are on that same type of path and mission. Anybody that's been in some kind of like 12-step program where they've had to turn their life around completely, where they've come in one person surrounding themselves with certain types of people and with certain types of choices. And if they're faithful to the program and to themselves, they come out of there free of those previous choices, with new ways of thinking, new ways of living, new ways of coping, new people that they're choosing to surround themselves with, people on a similar path. They've had to set free those past relationships. Living with the steps where they're connecting with a higher power. And as we just said, God is love. So the steps address acceptance and forgiveness, serving others, being selfless, making good choices for your life, making good choices for your health and well-being, so we could all adapt this into our own lives depending on who we are, what we're interested in. And you can make a choice right now to be more loving, to be more accepting, and to be more aware, to have those positive thoughts in the mind, and to live in a place of love. So love is life. And if you miss love, you miss life, as Leo Bascancio would say. And I suggest you Google him and get any or all of his books. Oh, and by the way, I buy a lot of my books from half.com. It's a really great place to get to build on your library of used books, gently used books at a really great price. So half.com. And feel free to visit my website. If you're interested in my services, you can contact me. And that's dawngrant.com. Have an amazing, joyful, loving day.